I'm a big fan of Jeff Cavins, the adventure or the adventure of the scriptures, the story of the Lord. And as I listened to and read the book of Kings today, I want to talk first with that and then the ark. So first, one of the favorite parts of Jeff Cavins' teachings that you might have heard if you've read the brochure that he shows of the light of what they're doing in his image with all the colors and the passage and the ups and downs of the history. But I love how he talks about the covenants, the promise forever, and how God began with the covenant with Adam and Eve, who was a couple, who was Noah, who's a family, and then he keeps going with Abraham and Moses and David. Now we're in the kingdom place. And that's kind of what we heard today, right? Now we're talking about Solomon, so still in the kingdom, and who has the ark. And the resurrection, if you will, of the ark that now is placed, the two tablets, and people are going to worship to God. And then with Jeff Cavins, you continue and you finish up with Jesus Christ, the covenant with all humanity. And so, you know, first in the Old Testament, we're hearing about, again, the place with the ark and the temple. And then we hear for Jesus. And it's kind of interesting in my mind because, you know, you start with this kingdom with so many people that David and Solomon were leading. And then you have Jesus, who is kind of starting again with few people. But all of the people he's talking and meeting and seeing and walking around just the area is a very small part of the world. I think big picture, Middle East back then, there weren't that many people. Not like today. And everybody that wanted to find him just wanted to touch the tassels, you know, of his cloak, or trying to find the sick that they could be healed. Well, then you see the explosion of Christianity following Jesus. You know, today we have 1.2 billion Catholics. And we have the ark, the tabernacle. That, like back then, it would be very rare to see Jesus, that those were hearing about him. And also what happened with the temple that was destroyed in the 70 AD by the Romans. And how wonderful and how blessed, how sacred that we have Jesus right here. You don't just have to touch the tassels back in the day, maybe seeing him or touching him for a few seconds. We can be in his presence at every Mass, at every adoration, every church around the world that are Catholics, for that ark, for Jesus, for the covenant, for everyone. Mm-hmm.